Jeff Fiba, Sports Information Director at Calvin College, in the post-match press conference with Wittenberg University, joined by head coach Paco Labrador and his players Megan Vodopich and Kara Seidenstricker. And a three-set win here for Wittenberg. And Coach Labrador, if you could just first talk a little bit about this match, talk about what went right for you guys and how you were able to execute this one.
Thanks. The match went well, considering it's this first match of the tournament and the first match of the day. This 12:30 match is always kind of a tough one, being the first out there. Gym's kind of cold. Everything's just kind of new and quiet. So it was good that we could create some energy and get out there and play a little bit. The things that went well, I thought that our serve receivers kept us in the game for most of the match. So there were some highs and lows with the way Bluffton was playing. They came out and played very well, and we were able to kind of contain some of the point streaks by being able to side out of our rotations pretty well. So I think our serve receivers kind of kept us in it, and then Megan did a good job distributing the offense and creating some plays for us.
Let's move over to Megan with five kills, a 400 attack percentage, 34 assists, four digs. Talk about orchestrating the offense and getting it going. You guys, I think, as a team hit 305, so whenever you're hitting over 300 as a team, that's usually a pretty good sign.
I just really have to give credit to our serve receivers. They make it really easy to distribute the offense when they're passing as well as they were today and just help us side out really fast and really efficiently.
And then, Kara, talk a little bit about your performance today. 15 kills, hitting 500. Can't go wrong with that. You must have been getting some good opportunities out there.
Definitely. Along with what they were saying with our good passing, it's easier definitely to know exactly where the set's going to be, and Megan did a great job of putting it up. And with the spread of the offense, their blockers had to distribute well. So went smoothly and worked out well.
Coach, just talk a little bit about playing in this facility, because you're used to playing here now. It's your third straight year. You came here for a fall tournament, so even though it was the 12:30 match and it's a little bit of the dead time as far as the first of four matches, I mean, you guys are familiar with this arena. You know, how does that help you in a match like today?
Well, I think of all the away venues that we could possibly play in, I feel the most comfortable here. I mean, I really feel like we've played here so much, and I know Grand Rapids far too well, but I know where the restaurants are, and we know how to get in and out of this gym, and I know every corner of this place. So the familiarity, there's no question, is a big advantage, because we've been here many years in a row, and coming here earlier in the year this year for our freshmen was a big advantage. This arena is unlike any other arena that any team will ever play in, and no matter how many, you know, short practices the NCAA allows you to have before you get onto the match, acclimating to the lights and acclimating to the depths and acclimating to the floor and everything is hard. And it was really neat to see. You could see how Bluffton first set had to do some acclimating, but they really did figure it out in set two and set three and played wonderfully well once they started getting a feel for what this gym was all about. So I'm sure they're the type of team they're going to be getting back here at some point. But this is a great arena to play in. And so we'd rather be hosting, but we're also happy to be on the road at a place where we're fairly familiar.
And final question, tomorrow it's either Buffalo State or the University of Chicago. You've probably seen Chicago play at this tournament that you were here in the fall. Buffalo State, I'm not sure how familiar. I mean, what do you know about the two teams that, you know, you could play tomorrow?
You know, we actually spent all of our time on Bluffton. We looked at how well Bluffton had been playing down the stretch. We didn't look at their overall record at all, and looked at the fact that they just won their conference tournament, and looked at some film and saw that they were a team that were just a few points away from winning a lot of those games that they had as losses on their record. And so we gave them our complete attention, knowing that the first round was by no means going to be a David and Goliath situation. It was going to be a battle. And so, quite honestly, I remember a little bit about what I saw from Chicago, but we're going to base most of what we do tomorrow on what we see today in this match between the two of them. And I can't say much about them, because we gave Bluffton as much respect as we could possibly give them, because they earned it.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.